With the new year brings new tips on managing your cow herd. Hi everyone, this is Blair Todd, Livestock Production Agent for the Post-Rock District of Kansas State Research and Extension. I'm here today to give you tips on what cattle producers should be thinking about for the month of January. You should be body condition scoring both spring and fall calving cows. Target body condition score for spring calvers at calving is 5 for mature cows and 6 for young females. Adjust your nutrition program prior to calving as needed for spring calvers, and ensure fall calvers maintain body condition score through winter if still nursing calves. Continue grazing crop residues in dormant pastures as they are available, but be prepared to move cattle or provide supplemental feed as conditions dictate. Be ready to react to severe winter weather. It can affect cow nutrient requirements, and you may need to provide additional feed. This may be more challenging as there is a tighter supply of forages this year. To help prepare for changes in your cattle nutrition, review your program and test harvested forages for dry matter, crude protein, energy, fiber components, macro minerals, and nitrates when appropriate. You should also manage young and mature bulls during the off-season to ensure bulls are at a body condition score greater than or equal to 5 prior to the next season of use and have adequate winter protection. For tips on calf management, consider your plans for weaning and marketing fall-born calves. Do so by watching the feeder calf market, evaluate your feed resources and cost of gain, and talk to prospective buyers in advance of selling. Remember to review and update your health protocols as needed for newborn calves, and consider either supplementing fall calving pairs or creep feeding fall-born calves to maintain calf performance on low-quality winter forages. You should also monitor replacement heifers to ensure they are adequately growing and developing, take check weights, and adjust your plan of nutrition accordingly. For general management tips, update herd records and use them to assess performance. Review your genetic selection strategy to ensure your goals are met. Develop and/or revise your risk management plans for the coming year. Discuss herd health protocol with your veterinarian. Take inventory of supplies and clean equipment prior to spring calving. Ensure plans are in place to provide bedding, wind protection, and snow removal. Make arrangements to ensure sufficient water is available in freezing conditions. And renew lease arrangements as necessary. I hope these reminders were helpful, and for more resources or questions on cattle management, contact me at any of our local Post Rock District Extension offices. And on behalf of Post Rock Extension, we hope you have a prosperous and happy new year. This has been Blair Todd, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District.